Have you ever been invited someplace? Anywhere? Wedding? Memorial service? Isn't it, getting an invitation, isn't that special? Well, on January the 6th, 1996, Phil had it up there. Judy and I celebrated our 29th wedding anniversary. But way back when, a long time ago, before that happened, we sent out invitations to our come and celebrate our wedding. And people came. And it said on the invitation, "This day I will marry my best friend, the one I laugh with, live for, love. So may we welcome all of you and thank you, each and every one of you, for joining us this day. You have added to our happiness in a very special way, Ralph and Judy." January 6, 1996. Well, the Bible, I wanted to share this with you rather than ad-libbing it, because this is an important thing to think about, how Jesus invites us into the kingdom of God and how we then should invite people to come also. And this is what it says. The Bible tells us about an invitation that was sent to Jesus for a wedding that was being held in Cana. Maybe some of you have heard that story about a wedding, because it was there that Jesus performed his first miracle. And when the wine was all gone, Jesus turned some water into wine and the party could go on. That is the thing that almost everybody remembers about the wedding in Cana of Galilee. And I would like to tell you another part of that I think is very important. When the people who are getting married had sent out invitations, they not only invited Jesus, but they also invited his friends, the disciples. Do you know why that I think this is important, and you might think it's important too? It's because some people think they can have Jesus all by himself without having his friends. Some people think that they can worship and love God all by themselves. They don't need the church because they don't need people. They like to think that God is the only friend they need. But I know some of us think that way too sometimes, that we don't need friends. Friends are only good when they are giving something to us. But then when we get it, we don't really want to share with others. Unfortunately, those are some kind of people. Well, the thing that we need to learn from the invitation that Jesus received to go to the wedding at Cana in Galilee, and so when you invite Jesus into your life, you invite all his friends too. So Christians, to put it another way, said that if you can't love God, then you don't love his people. The next time you see an invitation for a wedding or even a party, think about this that we talked about this morning. And when you invite Jesus to be your friend, you invite all his people to be friends also. I love that hymn. What a friend we have in Jesus. So he's always given us an invitation. When he said he had to go home to be with the Father after the crucifixion and the resurrection, that he was going to send one greater than him, the Holy Spirit. And he is here to be with us and help us now. So when you accept Jesus' invitation and you put him in your life, you get him all. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. It's a wonderful thing. I'll talk a little bit more about that invitation in a little bit in my message, because my message entitled is Water to Wine at the Wedding in Cana of Galilee. Hallelujah. Okay,